This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Thank you. yesterday, he was like, oh, man, he could tell in his mind, when you watch the video on his face, that he sees all this, but that's, oh, okay, wait a minute. So he had throws in the fire, and then he hit the footballs. But why would you only even send them jerseys? What is it? You know, if it was a receiver that burned Pittman a whole bunch of times, I could see that. Okay, that might be a funny joke or something like that, and maybe, you know, after it happens and it goes viral, people will find the highlight or highlights of that receiver burning, you know, Pittman several times. And so I believe Jermaine, and I have nothing to do with this. And it doesn't make any sense why he would sign against two DBs. And you're going to send him a jersey, send him one jersey. You don't send him a whole bunch of jerseys. I don't know how many it was, but it looked like it was at least five. A lot of jerseys, a lot of money in that box, man. That was crazy. Now he says he didn't want to go signing. But the part I just don't understand is, why would you send it to Pac-Man? There's got to be more to this story. And notice how he knows, you know, man, I'm running to you, but I got respect for you. So, he knows Pac-Man doesn't mess around. We all know that. You remember that? Remember the guy in the airport that was a complete jerk with Pac-Man? And Pac-Man hit on him right away. He didn't waste any time beating on him right away, which I haven't agreed with anything Pac-Man has done pretty much during his life. He's done a lot of stupid things. That's the one time that I backed him up. You're not okay when it makes it rain, not a guy. Oh, no. Or when he paralyzes somebody. Yeah, he's done a lot of stupid things in his life. But that was just a weird video, bro. Just weird. That guy sent them to himself because he needed attention. So it was Pac-Man that was at a Jillian signing, and then, okay, all right. Matthew says a Jillian autograph would be worth a lot in Gainesville, Florida. Okay. We'll send a great role model to his kids. For a family that was going on, I know.